That whole match, you must have felt kind of in control for the whole game.
I suppose because we were sort of one score ahead for most of it, I suppose there was a little bit of comfort in that, but we didn't feel too comfortable late in the pitch. Felt that they were attacking us quite well and they were stretching us at times. We had to scramble really well, and I think the scoreline definitely flattered us. You know, it was a tough, really, really tough game. Everyone's saying, like, even the Ulster boys and us, that we've never been so tired in a game. So it was, you know, good over for Irish rugby and a great occasion with the support.
You always seem to terminally wound teams just after the break. Same went again today.
I suppose it's an important time to score. You know, it was 14-6. They got a penalty long range before half time, and that got them to 8 points. And we thought, you know, we need to get the next score. And for it to be a 7-pointer was a big, big bonus.
Compared to the other two finals you took part in, Johnny, what was the vibe, the buzz like after the final whistle went?
Strange. It's you know, it's, you enjoy them each as much. You know, last year's was obviously very dramatic, and you could tell that by the reaction. This year, you know, we kind of knew with 10 minutes to go that we had won it once we got more than two tries ahead, and so it was different, but you know, it's still as good, and definitely there's only one dressing room to be in, and we enjoyed it in there. And so it's the fact that we've got another one next week. We left one behind us last year, and we want to try and do it this year.
You've made a lot of history. Like, it's the biggest winning margin in a final, the first team to win 3 in 4 years, the first Irish team to defend it, only the second team to defend the Hunting Cup ever. Do you think of those things yourself after the whistle's gone?
I suppose it's stuff that we were trying not to think about during the week. You know, we were fully aware of what was at stake, and it's a case of just trying to concentrate on the process and the game. And we're lucky we've got, you know, Joe, Leo, Brian, you know, Shane Jennings, all these leaders, and they kept us firmly focused. And we were luckily we did that and concentrated on our performance, and that took care of the result.
Double now, Johnny. Is that it's obviously very different from last year, as you say. The celebrations of the final whistle were huge. This time, I mean, Rob Kearney's already mentioned it. That okay, look, we've won that. Now we want to do the double. Did you leave it behind you last year with the celebrations?
Yeah, well, we got beaten by a very good Munster team. It wasn't going to be easy going down to Tomlin Park, and you know, we there were some key moments in that game. We were on their try line, 9-7 up, and the ball popped out. The ref missed what happened, and you know, the rest is history. They dominated us the last 20 minutes and pulled away, and they deserved a win. I suppose we wanted to do it last year, we just didn't play well enough, and maybe the extra day now this week will stand to us. We can do a full training week as well as having Sunday, Monday off, and enjoy tonight.
How important to the team is it to go on and establish your dominance like that, doing a double, which has only been done by Wasps, I think, back in like 10 years ago?
Yeah, like, it's